Hello, good evening. Yeah, my name is Carlos. We just conducted an opinion survey. We'd like to ask you some questions about your attitudes and opinions about issues affecting people in the city of Atlanta. Is your zip code 30331?
That's correct.
Thank you. And sir, just for a statistical purpose only, and just to make sure we're talking with people of all ages in your community, can you please tell me what is the year of your birth?
1952.
Thank you. Very kind of you for taking the time to help me. Now, sir, what is the highest level of school that you have completed or the highest degree that you have received? High school graduate?
Straight from high school, I have a BA degree in biblical education.
Okay. Thank you, sir. 4 years of college. Okay. Are you Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin? Yes or no?
No.
Okay. It is your race, white Caucasian, black African American, American Indian, Alaskan Native, Asian, Pacific Islander, Middle Eastern?
African American.
Thank you, sir. And for whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president, or you were not able to vote?
I voted, but I think that's personal.
Okay. No problem, sir. We can move right along. Okay. Let me see. Are you registered to vote in the city of Atlanta, or like many people, are you not registered?
I'm registered.
Okay. Now, below is the list of issues. Can you please select three that are most important issues to you right now? Racism and discrimination, inflation and the cost of living, jobs and the economy, education, climate change and the environment, abortion access, traffic, immigration, crime, or public transportation. If you have to pick three.
Oh, three? It was
yes.
Education, cost of living, and crime.
Okay, inflation, cost of living, and the crime in the neighborhood. Thank you. And very kind of you for taking the time to help me. Now, when thinking about that direction, and we each of the following are headed, and generally speaking, are you very satisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied about the direction which the city of Atlanta is headed?
Somewhat dissatisfied.
Okay, and how about the Atlanta region? Same questions, same options.
I'm somewhat dissatisfied.
Dissatisfied also? Okay, how about the state of Georgia in general? Very satisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied?
Somewhat satisfied.
Okay, thank you. And moving right along. Now, I'd like you to rate how you feel about some people, some groups of people or ideas using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, and 5 means that you don't feel neither warm or cold, and 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable towards them. You may use any number from 0 to 10, depending how you feel. If you don't know or never heard of the people or groups, just tell us that as well. Now, how about the electric scooters? How you feel about them from 0 to 10?
I'll give it a 7.
And how about the mayor, Andrew Dickens? Same question. What number?
Not the same thing, 7.
And the Atlanta Police Department? What number?
I give them an 8.
Okay. And the artificial intelligence companies?
I really don't know much about that artificial intelligence company. So I just go halfway with that, 5.
5 neutral, okay. How about the company of Uber and Lyft? How do you feel about them from 0 to 10?
I don't know much about that either, so 5.
Okay, how about the Atlanta City Council? What
Atlanta
number?
City Council?
Yeah, the City Council in Atlanta.
Okay, but I can give it 7.
Okay. And how about MARTA buses? From
MARTA
0
bus?
To 10. Yes, MARTA bus.
I give them a 7.
Okay, how about the governor, Brian Kemp?
The governor, Brian Kemp?
Yes.
I give him an 8.
Okay, and how about MARTA trains from 0
MARTA
to 10?
8.
And self-driving cars? Same question, one number?
You said self-driving cars?
Yes.
Oh, I don't know about that. I get about a 6, I guess.
Okay. And how about the Atlanta Beltline from 0
Beltline.
To 10?
I give them about a 7.
A 7. Thank you. I appreciate your patience on the line. Now, how would you rate the traffic in Atlanta? Is that a major problem, minor, or not problem at all?
I would say it's I ain't gonna say major. It's somewhere between major and minor.
I don't have either minor or no problem at all or major. Can you pick one so we can continue, please?
Minor.
Okay. How would you rate the quality of public transportation in Atlanta? Is it excellent, good, only fair, poor, or very poor?
It's good.
Thank you. And how frequently do you use public transportation in Atlanta? Do you use that almost every day, a few times a week, a few times a month, rarely or never?
Rarely.
Thank you. And how familiar are you with the Atlanta Beltline and these facilities? Very familiar, somewhat, not too, or not at all familiar?
Familiar.
Somewhat familiar or very?
Yeah.
Somewhat, okay. And how frequently do you use the Atlanta Beltline in typical month? Almost every day, a few times a week, a few times a month, rarely or never?
Rarely.
Thank you. And based on what you know and what you have heard, do you have a positive opinion of the Atlanta Beltline or a negative opinion?
Positive.
Somewhat positive or very positive?
Very positive.
Okay. Hey, what is the first word or phrase that comes to mind when you think about the Atlanta Beltline? Whatever comes to mind. One thing.
Okay.
Yes, sir?
I said safety.
Oh, safety. Okay. Thank you. I'm sorry. You went away there for a moment. Now, moving right along. Here's a few statements after each. Can you please tell me, using the scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you strongly agree with that statement, and 5 means that you neither agree or disagree, and 0 means that you strongly disagree with the statement. You may use any number from 0 to 10, depending how you feel. Here's the first one. Martin says... Marta says they are working on projects, but I never see them complete anything. From 0 to 10.
8.
Okay. And adding more highways will make Atlanta's traffic congestion better. What number?
8.
And I can easily get to places I want to go on Atlanta's public transportation system. What number?
I stay with 8.
Okay, and crime is a serious problem at Martin and Atlanta buses from 0 to 10.
The crime is a serious problem? I think the 8, yeah.
Okay, and how about that feel safe riding Martin from 0 to 10?
8.
Okay, and public transit makes it easier for criminals to come to my neighborhood. Strongly disagree is 0. Neither agree or disagree is 5, and strongly agree is 10. What number?
I'm going to put it at a 7.
Okay. And the quality of Atlanta's roads is getting worse. What number? 0 to 10.
I'm going to say 7.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Now, moving right along. Now, which of the following statements do you agree with most? The statement B. We can fix Atlanta's traffic problem by building out our micro-mobility system, allowing people to get quickly from place to place with e-bikes, scooters, and self-driving cars. Or statement A, we can fix Atlanta's traffic problem by building out a comprehensive public transportation system, which will take more cars off our roadways. Which one do you agree with most? B or A?
I go with A.
Okay. Strongly or somewhat agree?
Somewhat agree.
Okay. Thank you. And now, here's a few policies that city leaders might consider when trying to address the Atlanta area's traffic problems. After each one, sir, can you please use a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you strongly prioritize that, this policy and want to see it implemented right away, and 5 means somewhat prioritize this policy, and feel like warm towards, and 0 means that you do not prioritize this policy at all and do want to see it implemented. You may use a number for 0 to 10, depending how you feel. The policy of expanding the streetcar system in the city from 0 to 10.
A 5.
Yeah, the policy of building more bike lanes for e-bikers and scooters. What number?
6.
And adding light rail to the Beltline, what number?
8.
and adding more bus stops and less wealthy neighborhoods?
That's 7.
And adding more security to Martin stops? What number?
That's 9.
And incentivizing housing development close to public transit? What number?
8.
And repairing potholes and fixing our streets? What number?
9.
And prioritizing pedestrian safety features that would result in fewer traffic-related deaths from 0 to 10?
8.
Okay. And adding extra capacity and trains to Martin, making them more frequent and reliable. What number?
7.
And adding additional Martin stations around Atlanta. What number?
7.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate your patience on the line, sir. How familiar are you with the Atlanta Beltline Transit Plan, which will place pedestrian-friendly light rail alongside the Beltline Trail? Are you very familiar, somewhat, not too, or not at all familiar with that?
Somewhat.
Okay. And based on what you know, do you oppose or support the planned extension of public transportation onto the Beltline? Support or oppose that?
I support.
Strongly or somewhat support?
Somewhat.
Somewhat support. As you may know, the Atlanta Beltline Transit Plan will expand 22 miles of light rail transit alongside the existing Beltline trails. When completed, the Beltline Transit will link out with existing and future MART stops and better connect Atlanta's neighborhoods. Based on what you just heard, do you oppose or support the planned expansion of public transportation onto the Beltline?
Do I support it?
Support or oppose? Yes.
I support.
Somewhat or strongly?
Somewhat.
Okay. Now, I would like to ask you some questions about the Atlanta Beltline. Here are some statements that people have made about the Atlanta Beltline. Can you please rate each statement on the scale from 0 to 10? A 10 means that it is very convincing statement about the Beltline. A 5 means that you feel is neither convincing nor unconvincing. And a 0 means that is not at all convincing statement. Now, you've been using the number from 0 to 10. Atlanta's freeways have some of the worst congestions in the country, with millions of people spending countless hours stuck in traffic every day. The only way to permanently fix our traffic is to expand public transportation, getting people out of their cars and off their our roadways. Projects like the Beltline Transit will help fix our congestion and make Atlanta a better city. From 0 to 10, how convincing is to you?
7.
Okay. And the Beltline development is a major economic driver in the city, providing billions of dollars in investment and tens of thousands of good jobs. But many of those jobs are not easily accessible to people from less affluent neighborhoods. Beltline Transit ensures that everyone in the city can take advantage of our economic prosperity by easily communicating from their neighborhoods to their workplace. How convincing? From 0 to 10.
A 7.
And when complete, the Atlanta Beltline Transit Plan will link together all of Atlanta's neighborhoods, allowing people from all over the city to enjoy access to the job opportunities, entertainment, and recreation that the Beltline offers. What number from 0 to 10?
7.
Thank you, sir. And now we go with the opposed. Once again, do you oppose or support the planned expansion of public transportation onto the Beltline?
I support.
Strongly support. Okay. Now, here's some statements that people have made about the Atlanta Beltline. Can you please rate each statement on the scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that is very concerning, the statement about the Beltline. A 5 means that you feel is somewhat concerning, and a 0 means that it's not at all concerning statement. Now, you may use any number from 0 to 10. How concerned is this statement? The Beltline train is just going to exacerbate Atlanta's crime and violence problems. Martin is completely unsafe at the moment, with shootings happening at Martin stations on a regular basis. Instead of this train, we should use these funds to to make our existing train and bus stops safe for everyone to use. How concerning is that statement from 0 to 10?
I'm going to give it out a 4.
Okay, and the Beltline itself is a major driver for gentrification and pushing longtime black and brown Atlantans out of their homes. Every year, the cost of rent goes up and is out-of-town interests pour money into turning our neighborhood into places where new people from the suburbs will feel more comfortable. This train is just another project that will displace older long-term residents. We got to take back our city and say no to gentrification. How concerned from 0 to 10?
I'm going to say 5.
And a...
What you got there on this?
It's just 2 minutes, so I can use the ones you gave me. I will speed it up. At $2.5 billion, the Beltline train is way too expensive. And we all know that these big projects always run over budget. And who's to say whether it won't cost 3 or 4 or even 5 billion dollars of our tax dollars, assuming that it is ever actually completed. We need public transit that builds on what works, not these unrealistic plans that won't work. From 0 to 10, how concerning is that statement? A 5. Thank you, sir. And to finish this up, one last time, based on what you know, do you oppose or support the planned expansion of public transportation onto the Beltline?
I'm for it.
You strongly support that? Also what? Okay. The last few questions, just for statistical purpose only. How long have you lived in Atlanta? Less than a year? 1 or 2 years? 3 to 5? 6 to 10? 11 to 20? Or 21 plus?
21 plus.
Thank you. And which of the following best represents how you think of yourself? Heterosexual, straight, lesbian, or gay, bisexual, or something else?
Straight. Okay. I'm straight.
Are you married or married, living with a partner, single, separate, divorced, or widow? Married. And are you the parent or guardian of any children under the age of 18, yes or no?
Repeat that.
Are you the parent or guardian of any children under the age of 18, yes or no?
No.
Okay. And politics today, do you consider yourself a Democrat, Republican, or an independent?
I'm Democrat.
Thank you, sir. A strong Democrat or not so strong?
Say it again?
Do you feel like you are a strong Democrat or not so strong?
Yes, I'm a strong Democrat.
And which of the following best describe your current employment status? Full-time, part-time, temporary layoff, unemployed, retired, permanently disabled?
Retired.
Retired. Thank you, sir. And last year, that is 2023. What was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Less than 24, 25 to 34, 35,000 to 44, 45 to 54, 55 to 64, 65 to 74, 75 to 84, 85,000 to 99,000, 100 to 249,000, or 250 or more?
I'm in the 30,000 range. I get Social Security.
So from 25 to 34?
That'll be fine, yeah.
Okay. Thank you again for taking the time to help me. This concludes the survey. Thank you, sir. Very kind of you, okay? Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank you.